92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got intense cold coming our way tonight. Temperatures could be about 15 below while you're sleeping, and prepare for that wall of cold to hit you as you leave the house in the morning tomorrow. We won't even get above zero. Pipes can easily freeze in this kind of weather. You'll want to make sure it stays warm enough wherever you have any kind of plumbing. Check that you've got enough insulation in the areas where you need it. Be prepared and know where your water shutoff valve is just in case. Also, make sure your car is prepared for this Arctic air. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says keep your tires properly inflated and keep your gas tank at least half full. This is the exact kind of weather where you should have an emergency kit in your car, a little food, water, blankets, and warm clothes. If you end up sliding off the road or stranded on the shoulder, stay buckled in and call for help. When it's this cold, you want to stay inside. You don't want any of that warm air to escape the car. And speaking of our vehicles, Melissa Kay has our weekly check of prices at the pump.
Average gasoline prices fell 3.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.47 on Monday. This is 0.7 cents lower than a month ago and well over 45 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Prices at gas stations across the state differ by as much as 81 cents per gallon, with the lowest being $2.18 and the highest at $2.99. Officials at Gas Buddy say California will start to transition to summer gasoline soon, and the rest of the country will follow around a month later. In the weeks ahead, we could see localized discounts as winter fuel is cleared after large inventory increases in recent weeks.
The average price for a gallon of regular here in Dane County today is $2.45. That's 36 cents lower than the national average. The state assembly has passed a bill that would require school staff have a plan for heart emergencies. Last week, the measure passed the assembly unanimously. If signed into law, the proposal would require that school districts have written plans on how they're going to respond to cardiac arrests on school property or at school athletic events. The plan would include a response team of staff members, what their roles are in a cardiac emergency, and how they activate that team. Lawmakers also say this shouldn't cost anything for school districts to put these plans together. And dozens of people are sick after using a greens powder that the CDC says can be contaminated with salmonella. 45 people across 21 states have fallen ill, including 11 in Wisconsin, and two of those Wisconsinites had to be hospitalized. Melissa Kay has more.
The first person in Wisconsin to become sick related to this outbreak reported their symptoms began on October 1st. Live It Up brand Super Greens dietary supplement powder is sold nationwide. The recall includes original and wild berry flavors with the expiration dates from August 2026 to January 2028. If you have this product, you should throw it away or return it. Wash any items or surfaces that may have been in contact with it. If you have consumed the product, you should monitor for symptoms of salmonella infection and go to the doctor if they become severe. Common symptoms include diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. In rare cases, it can cause serious illness, including bloodstream infections and death.
Meanwhile, state health officials have launched a new program so people can test for STIs at home. The DHS is partnering with Simple Health Kit to offer free at-home kits that test for infections like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and even give preliminary results for HIV. Any Wisconsin residents over age 18 can request the free kits. The field of Democratic candidates for governor includes former and current state officials, business leaders, and county executives, but one candidate fills a category all his own. Here's Isabella Nieto.
Zachary Roper is the youngest candidate in the race. He's 22 years old and a student at Carthage College.
Being young is an advantage because I'm focused on where Wisconsin needs to be, not just in this election, but in 2035 and 2040.
Roper said he wants to increase the age 18 to 35 population in the state. He says they're the ones who build businesses, homes, and families.
What I would do is bolster the education systems. We need better education systems. My mom's a teacher. She has been a teacher for 25 years, and she tells me the struggles of what goes on with the public education system and how we need more federal funding, not just from this, the federal government, but from the state.
He also says he wants to attract more companies to set up shop in Wisconsin, hoping that will bring more jobs and more young families into the state. Roper also took aim at the state legislature, saying he wasn't happy with how the 2025-27 biennial budget turned out.
We basically caved in and just allowed the Republicans to do what they want to do.
He has some ideas on what would improve the legislature, including having one Republican and one Democratic majority chamber.
It would allow for more people to see what they go back and forth on what the budget they wanted to see to be done.
Roper faces a crowded field of Democrats in the August primary. I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team trying to make it 5 wins in a row when they face Penn State on the road tonight. The Badgers women's team with a huge upset, beating number 24th ranked Nebraska 63-60 in Madison last night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 122-102. Miles Turner, Kevin Porter Jr. out with injuries. How can the Bucks get to 500? Doc Rivers.
You know, listen, it's been that way all year for us. We're not crying about it. We got to keep trying to win games.
Baseball, fans react to Freddie Peralta being traded to the Mets. Brewers manager Pat Murphy telling an audience in Green Bay, trading Peralta would be one of his saddest days. Peralta, after the crew had set a new franchise record of 97 wins for the season.
I think probably that's the best thing that we had done. Nobody were expecting this, and our name is going to be somewhere after this season.
The first game of spring training, now just 30 days away, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy, a few off and on snow showers today. We'll get into the mid-teens early on, and then temperatures are going to drop into the single digits here by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, we're going to drop to between 15 and 20 below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of only 6 below zero. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.